There may be some others joining us, but I think we'll make a start this evening. It's really good to see everyone here tonight as we come together for the preaching of the gospel. We're going to start with hymn number 463. 463, Lord Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine, my rock and my fortress, my surety divine, my gracious redeemer. My song shall be now, 'tis thou who art worthy. Lord Jesus, 'tis thy. Perhaps we'll just keep our seats while we sing together. Verses 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3 of 4, 6, 3.
Lord Jesus, I love thee.
Speak to God and ask Him to bless our meeting this evening. So let's bow our heads together as we speak to God. Our God and Father, we thank Thee that we are able to come together this evening with those who have gathered with us here in Newton Breda, and to, at the outset of our meeting, sing of the One who is worthy, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, our Father, that we approach Thee in His precious name. We thank Thee that He ever came into this world to go to the cross at Calvary and die for sinners. And it is our prayer this evening, our God, that Thou wouldst grant us help in this meeting to speak well of Thy Son. We thank Thee that He is the Eternal One. We thank Thee that it is possible for us to know life eternal through placing saving faith in Him for the forgiveness of sins. And we thank Thee that upon the cross at Calvary, He died to provide eternal life. We thank Thee for the fullness and the sufficiency of His work. We thank Thee that it is available and it can meet the need of all who have gathered with us. And so we commend to Thee everyone who is in this meeting, from the youngest to the oldest, our God. Thou knowest the need of each heart. Thou knowest the activities of the day. Thou knowest the thoughts that we have come to the meeting with. And it is our prayer, our Father, that in the little while that we are together, that as Thy word is read and as it is spoken upon, that Thou wouldst draw near and speak to boys and girls and men and women in Newton Breda of their need of salvation so that they might be ready for eternity. We commend ourselves to Thee. Grant us needed help, we pray. We ask that this meeting might bring glory to Thy Son, and that even as a result of our meeting tonight, there might be a soul who would turn from that broad way which leads to destruction and enter the narrow way which leadeth unto life through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His finished work for sin upon the cross. We believe that this is possible, our God, and so we commit our need to Thee And we pray for thy blessing upon each one gathered with us, each family represented. We pray that there might be glory and blessing as a result of some coming to know Christ as Saviour. We commit the gospel to thee. Thank thee for the freedom to proclaim it in this land and in this island of Ireland. And we pray that this might be a night when it will go forth and that there might be resultant blessing through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray that all that we do and say might be to the glory of thy Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose precious name we ask. Amen. Now there'll be an announcement now from some of the local brethren.
Good to see so many joined us tonight. Make you all very welcome for coming. And we're very glad to have David Castles. We thank him for coming from Lurgan to preach the gospel. Pray that the Lord might bless his word to each one. Thank those who are online too for joining us. And we pray that you would listen carefully to the message. It's not just a message from men, but it's a message from God himself. As we bring the message of salvation from the scriptures. But before Brother David would be speaking to us, just remind you of the various activities for this week. We've got a special week this week, especially for the boys and girls. From Monday to Friday, Robert Plant is coming to speak to the boys and girls, and that'll be from 7 o'clock to 7:45 each night. So we would love to see you all joining that. Then also on Thursday, we will have a prayer meeting. And please note the change in the time. We're going to have that at 8:15 on Thursday to facilitate the young people's meeting earlier on. Then next Sunday, we have the breaking of bread at 11 a.m. And then the Sunday school at 3, also the Bible class, the 6:30, the prayer meeting, and then at 7, again, next week will be the gospel meeting, and we're expecting Simon Porter from Banbridge to come next Sunday evening. So we'll make you very welcome. Thank you for coming, and I just pray that the Lord might bless each one.
Thank you, Gordon. We're going to read from the Bible, from the Word of God. Firstly, if you have a Bible with you, we're going to turn to the Old Testament. And if you don't have a Bible with you, we're only going to read two verses this evening. So if you listen carefully, hopefully you'll be able to follow the passage. Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32. And verse number 2. Isaiah 32, verse 2, "And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." And turn, please, to the New Testament, and we're going to read a verse that we find in Hebrews and chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, we're just going to read verse number 3. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" Now that's all that I'm going to read this evening. We know that God will bless his word. I want to speak this evening to you about shelter in the storm. Shelter in the storm. We've read a verse in Isaiah. That means it's in the Old Testament of our Bible. It was written before the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. In fact, Isaiah was written about 700 years before the Lord Jesus came. And we read there these words, "And a man shall be and hiding place from the wind. Now, just last Friday, everybody here will have been very aware of a storm. Storm Amy. I don't know if there's an Amy in our meeting tonight, or if you know any Amys, but if you do, don't take it personally. Every storm is given a name. And this was the first storm of the winter, and so it was called Amy. And the next storm's going to be called Bram, and then there'll be Chandra, and Dave, and Eddie, and so on. You see, storms are a reality. And when wind comes, we need to find a place of shelter. When rain comes, we need to find a place of shelter. And the Bible, the Word of God, speaks to us about the realities of life. And here in Isaiah chapter 32, it speaks about the reality of a storm. We need to find shelter from the storm. Last Friday, schools were closed. Some businesses were closed. Because sometimes we need to find safety during a storm. Because there may be branches, there may be power lines, there may be debris. We not only need to find shelter out of the wind and the rain, we need to be in a place of safety. And so I want to think with you this evening about the reality of the storm. You see, the Bible is teaching us here that in life, every one of us is going to face a storm. In life, every one of us is going to face the consequences, the result of sin. And it points us to a man. It says, a man shall be a hiding place from the wind. A man shall be a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. You know, praise God this evening, the message of the gospel is this. Whether you're young, one of the boys and girls with us, whether you're an older friend, if you're out of Christ, we point you to one this evening, and he is the shelter from the storm. He's the one who has borne the storm. He's the one who has taken the place of judgment so that you might find a place of safety. I wonder, are you saved tonight? I wonder at the start of our meeting, if I were to ask you, are you ready for eternity? Are you ready to face that which lies ahead of you? Has there ever been a time in your life when you find shelter from the storm? The need for shelter, the need for safety, not just in time, so that you might be rescued from the effects of sin, but in eternity, so that you might find rest in Christ and shadow in him forever. You know, just upstairs in the prayer meeting, we were reminded that this morning, those who gather in this hall thought about these words, in that circle of God's favor, circle of the Father's love, all is rest and rest forever. All is perfect peace above. You see, heaven is a real place. And the reason we're here this evening is so that we might stop during life, that we might stop in time, and we might ask ourselves, are we ready for eternity? Are we ready for when life ends and we go out into eternity? And if we're to meet God, has there been a moment in life when our sins have been dealt with? Has there been a moment in life when we have come to Christ for the forgiveness of sins and trusted him as our Savior? And find shelter in the time of storm. You see, you must have such a moment. You must face that reality. Because that's what the Bible is teaching us in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Where we have read these words, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? God has provided a salvation which is great. It's great because it's finished. It's great because it's free. It's great because it's full. Praise God, it's great because it's forever. It will last for all of eternity. And this evening there might be people in your life and you cannot depend upon them. There might be people in your life and they let you down. There might be people in your life and you say, I can't trust them. But when it comes to the matter of your soul, and boys and girls and men and women in Eden Derry, let us remind ourselves tonight, you have a precious soul. A soul which will last the lifetime of God's eternity. Because when God made man, it says he breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And your soul will last forever. When your life on earth comes to an end, when your time on earth is done, you will face eternity. And if you're to spend eternity with God in heaven, there must be a moment in time when you've come to Christ and trusted him as your Savior for the forgiveness of sins. When you've rested in him. When you've realized this, that on the cross at Calvary, Christ Jesus died for sin. He paid the price for sin. He, the just one, the Bible says, died for us, the unjust, for us, the sinner, so that he might bring us to God. And that's why we point you this evening to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we point you to rest, which may be found in a person. You know, you'll never get to heaven by coming to the gospel hall. It's great to see you. Thank you for coming. Keep coming. You'll never get to heaven by learning the verses. Keep learning them. It's the Word of God. You'll never get to heaven by your prayers. But the Bible tells me that there is one man, and he's the one mediator between God and man. He's the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. You see, if we are ever to know the forgiveness of our sins, if we are ever to know peace with God, if we're ever to know for sure that heaven will be our home when life and our time on earth comes to an end, then we need to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He is the man, Christ Jesus. He is the one mediator between God and man. But more than that, he is a mighty Savior. Let me remind you again of our verse. It says, a man shall be a hiding place from the wind. He's the one who we can shelter in. A man shall be a covert from the tempest. He's the one who we can find safety in, salvation in. As rivers of water in a dry place. He's the one who is able to supply our need, not just for time, but for eternity, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. You know, I love that. There was a preacher called C.H. Spurgeon, and he writes in his notes on this verse, he says, he is no little Savior. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, praise God, he died for sin. When the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross died for sin, the Bible says that he cried, it is finished. And upon the cross, the Lord Jesus finished completely, to the satisfaction of God in heaven, the work of salvation. Because there upon that cross, he bore our sin in his own body upon the tree. You see, all have sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. However good we try to be, however well we try to live, however we try to separate ourselves from the things of this world, the reality is we all have sinned. And the consequences of sin eternally are this. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But it tells me that the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Salvation, boys and girls, is finished. There's nothing that you need to do so that you might be in heaven. And there's nothing you can do so that you might be in heaven. Because on the cross at Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ finished completely the work that sin required. He bore our sin in his own body upon the tree. More than that, Isaiah tells us he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. That which you and I have done, the punishment which we deserve upon the cross at Calvary, God placed it upon his Son. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. Is there a soul tonight and your sin troubles you? Is there a soul tonight and eternity troubles you? Is there one with us this evening and you'd love to know for sure that you'll spend eternity in heaven, and you'd love to be able to put your head upon the pillow and say, I'll never be in hell? Because the Bible is clear that we're dealing with real issues. Wide is the gate and broad is the way which leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And if there's a soul tonight in Newton Breda, and you would like to know for sure, before you place your head on your pillow this evening, you know, let me tell you this with absolute certainty. I don't know tonight if I'll ever make my way back to 68 Drumore Road, Lurgan. But if I never make my way back to my own house, I know for sure that I will be in the Father's house in heaven, because I have placed my faith and trust for eternity fully and completely upon the work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross at Calvary. Salvation is full, salvation is free, salvation is forever. And if there's one tonight who would seek Christ and look to him as their Savior, you'll have a Savior, and more importantly than the fact that he'll accompany you through the storms of time, whatever those be, sickness, struggles, difficulties in life. Yes, they come to us all because we live in a world that's marked by sin. But more than that, there's a Savior, and he'll take you home to glory if you place your faith completely in him for the forgiveness of your sins. And on the basis of his finished work upon the cross, he's the way to heaven. He's the one who could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He could say to those who were seeking rest, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And this evening we point you to him and tell you to put your faith and trust in him. Because, says the Scripture, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You know, as I thought about this meeting this evening, I thought about a man. His name was Augustus. Augustus Toplady. Augustus Toplady was born in the year 1740. And he was born in England. And he went to a very famous school in a place called Westminster. If you've ever seen Big Ben, if you've ever seen Westminster Abbey, there beside it was Westminster School, and Augustus grew up with lots of money, and he went to a very expensive school. And then his father died, and he and his mother moved to Ireland. And when he was 16, one day they were travelling through Wexford in Ireland, and they were going past a hay shed or a barn, and they heard singing. And they wondered what this lovely song was, and in they went. And there was a man preaching. And that night he read from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who once were afar off are brought nigh by the blood of Christ. You know, friend, this evening, if you're not saved, you're far from God. But you can be brought nigh to God this evening through placing your faith in the finished work of Christ and his shed blood upon the cross when he died for sin to provide a way for you to be in heaven. And that evening, Augustus Toplady was saved. He realized salvation wasn't by payment. He realized salvation wasn't by his prayers. It wasn't by the place he went to. But it was through resting his all in the finished work of Christ. Augustus Toplady, when he was a man, became a minister, a preacher, and he lived in England. And one Sunday afternoon, he was out for a walk down in Somerset in the Mendip Hills, and a great storm came, a thunderstorm, a storm of rain, and he needed to find shelter. We've been talking this evening about needing to find shelter physically from a storm, and he saw a great big limestone rock, and it was split in the middle, and he was able to just step into the cleft in the rock and shelter from the storm. And as the storm passed by, and he was safe and he was dry, he thought about how he had found a place of safety where the storm hadn't affected him. And he wrote a hymn. It says, "This rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Vile I to the fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, or I die." You know, friend, this evening, the reality of life is this, that someday your life will end. And if you're ever to be in heaven with God for eternity, you need to find a place of shelter from your sin. You need to find a place of shelter from the consequences of your sin. Because of your sin, you need a Savior. And Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we point you to him this evening. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who on the cross at Calvary died for sin, so that boys and girls and men and women in Belfast might be in heaven one day if they come to him and trust him as their Savior for time and for eternity. I hope tonight there'll be somebody. And as you think about these words with us, a man shall be in hiding place from the wind, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Look to Christ. He's the one in whom you can find salvation. It's a great salvation. It's sufficient for you tonight. Oh, if you would only come and trust Christ as Savior and come to know the salvation which he offers for time and for eternity. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank thee this evening for the privilege of drawing near to thee, and of coming together at the end of this meeting to commend to thee each one who is present with us. We thank thee for each soul. Thank thee for each boy and girl. Thank thee for each man and woman. We pray for blessing upon them as we leave, that there might be, even as a result of our meeting tonight, fruit for eternity, through someone turning away in all their need towards Calvary and placing their faith and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we commend ourselves to thee. Pray for safety as we part. Pray for blessing upon each one with us, each home to which they will return. And we pray, our God, that there might be, even tonight, glory to our Lord Jesus Christ as a result of the message proclaimed, and even as a result of a soul placing saving faith in him. We commit ourselves to thee as we part in his worthy and precious name. Amen. We're going to sing just two verses of a hymn as we finish. 616. 616. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm, secure, whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. The chorus says, "O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm." Verses 1 and 2 of 616. Again, we'll keep our seats and sing these verses together, then our meeting is over.
The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in time of storm. Shelter in the time of storm.